At a shipyard in Ghent, Peter Venton climbs a steep wooden plank aboard a hulking 650-foot-long liquefied natural gas tanker.
Is this the Tellier?
Is this what's left of the Tellier, yeah.
Built in the 1970s, the Tellier is now being broken down for scrap metal. And today, the top of the vessel has been completely cut away.
This is what's left of the engine room.
We stand on the narrow, jagged edge of the ship's hull, 26 feet above the water, and look down into a nearly empty shell.
There was about 55 or 60 tons of asbestos in. So that alone took us 7 to 8 months, the removal of the asbestos.
Venton is with Van Hagen Recycling, and he says old ships like this can be full of asbestos and other toxic substances that are expensive to remove safely. That's one reason few big, privately owned ships are recycled in Europe nowadays.
I've been with the company 18 years, and it's the first big vessel that I know of that's recycled in Europe.
Instead, most of the world's big commercial ships are dismantled in South Asia, namely India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, and not in shipyards, but on beaches, where labor and environmental standards are notoriously bad. At its office in Paris, Jackie Bonamont of the French environmental group Robin des Bois wants to change that.
The beach is a natural habitat, and it is not compatible with the demolition of ships.
And because there are no tough international standards for shipbreaking, groups like his often turn to public pressure to have ships recycled responsibly.
For us, the most important is to identify the owner of the ship.
In the case of the Tellier, Bonamont says the owner, the French energy giant GDF Suez, is partly owned by the French government, so it was more concerned about its image.
They know that this ship, if it is sent to Asia, will create bad publicity.
GDF Suez did not respond for comment, but Patricia Heidegger of the advocacy group Shipbreaking Platform would like to see more commercial vessels recycled in Europe.
Compared to what we see in South Asia, ship recycling in Europe is green.
But for most ship owners, she says, where to recycle a ship boils down to how much a recycler is willing to pay for it.
They just go for the biggest possible profit, wherever they can get it.
In India and Bangladesh, where demand for scrap is booming and standards are lax, old vessels fetch roughly $400 a ton. Compare that to about $100 in Europe, where recyclers face high labor and environmental costs, which means with the Tellier weighing in at over 10,000 tons, its owners may have lost a boatload of money by recycling the ship in Belgium.
If they are losing $300 per ton, they are losing $3 million.
Nikos Michelis is with Global Marketing Systems, one of the world's largest buyers of ships headed for demolition. Michelis opposes efforts to recycle more vessels in Europe. Instead, he says South Asian recyclers can improve their beaching operations.
It's not the beaching that is the problem. It's the attitude to pollution.
Until last year, Michelis was with the UN's International Maritime Organization, where he worked on a global agreement on shipbreaking, known as the Hong Kong Convention. That pact would tighten regulations for participating countries, but it hasn't come into force, and environmentalists say it doesn't go far enough. Meanwhile, the European Union is finalizing its own regulations for European ships sent to Asia. But Patricia Heidegger of Shipbreaking Platform says they don't go far enough either. For one, she wants Europe to set up a fund to help cover the cost of responsibly recycling ships.
Every ship should be forced to pay into that fund. The idea is to at least partly cover the price gap.
The price gap that keeps Peter Venton, the ship recycler in Belgium, from competing globally. Venton says his shipyard has the capacity to double the tonnage of ships it recycles each year. And he wants South Asian recyclers to face the toughest regulations possible.
Obviously, the beaching should be banned. This is something which is not acceptable anymore in the 21st century.
Venton says that would help level the playing field. And at the moment, his company may need all the help it can get. With scrap metal prices at a low, Venton ultimately expects to lose money on breaking up the Tellier. For The World, I'm Christopher Wirth, Ghent, Belgium.